This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This week, the big deal is a trip for two to see Shawn Mendes in Miami. So we'll have your cue to call at 9, also at noon, 3, and 5. You'll instantly get qualified and win tickets to see Shawn Mendes in Oakland this July. And then you'll be in the running for the grand prize trip to Miami. So your first chance to win this morning is coming up at 9 o'clock. All right, let's jump into the trash here. First of all, Rami Malek fell off the stage at the Oscars. We'd heard a little bit about this. I have just a little bit more info. He's fine, you guys. He went to all the parties afterward. I guess he was standing on this after the ceremony, the whole thing was over.
Uh-huh.
He was standing at the edge of the stage holding, like for a photo op or whatever, and holding his Oscar, and he just fell off the front. There's a picture of him, though. Remember you were talking about the whole Dirt George thing where he was putting his, sucking his lower
Someone
lip in?
Someone texted that in, actually.
It looks like he's doing it in this photo. They sat him down in the front row, and, you know, some medically qualified people came over to look in. He's fine. Don't worry. He was actually just trying to not drop his Oscar. And it's funny because here where he's fallen, you can see that the thing is laying on the stage. But look at his mouth in that picture. It looks like unconsciously
he's doing it.
He's sucking his
Well, he may have been doing that for the whole time they made that movie. He may have a new habit.
Sucking in that lower lip. Dur George.
Some of us are addicts and we don't even, like, he may not be a cigarette,
but
we develop these things and we become addicted to them.
Right. They become just a bad habit. It's like people who bite their nails or people who, you know, chew the insides of their mouth.
Right.
Can't stop doing it. So Madonna and Lady Gaga have famously had feuds over the years.
Well, she took one of Madonna's songs.
Yeah, I agree.
Or that was the sort of, the minute I heard it, I went, oh, this is a Madonna song.
Looks like they made up after the Oscars.
We're back together now that you have an Oscar.
They're cuddling.
We can be friends
we
now
be
that
friends
you're
now.
An Oscar.
R. Kelly is currently...
What is Madge doing there? What's that hat? What is that headdress
She's
all about?
Just, you know, being fancy.
What is that?
I don't know. She got like a silk flowy dress on and then some kind of like tiara drip down. Looks
ridiculous.
I like it. I don't
you
know.
Do not.
Sure I do. It's pretty, I guess. R. Kelly's a free man right now. Currently. Although, so he came up with $100,000 to get himself out of jail, but if he doesn't come up with somewhere between $160,000 and $170,000 in back child support payments, if he doesn't come up with that by, I think it's March 10th, he's going back to jail. Like, they have more than one reason to collect this person. They're saying it was total pandemonium as he walked out of jail. He is going to have to pay off that six-figure child support tab to avoid getting locked up again. His $100,000 bond, 10% of his $1 million bail, was finally posted Monday after he appeared in court and entered a not guilty plea to all 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse. He walked out of jail wearing his blue down coat, and he was swarmed by photographers and reporters. There also seemed to be a number of protesters yelling at him, calling him a pedophile and asking him how he'd feel if someone golden showered on his daughter. They used much more colorful language than I'm using here.
What was his answer?
I don't know if he answered, Vinny. My guess is no comment. Sources in Kelly's camp say he paid the bond with a bank cashier's check, so that's no issues with that clearing. I have no idea what they do with that. Do they deposit it somewhere, or do they just hold
it? I don't
know,
maybe... They hold it for, so when he gets back?
Yes. Oh, here it is. The deadline is March 6th for him to pay back child support to his ex-wife, Drea Kelly. If he doesn't, it's right back to county lockup. R. Kelly's sources say he's making arrangements to pay that by next week so he can focus on his criminal defense and avoid jail. It's possible he could be facing additional charges because Michael Avenatti, that attorney that mm-hmm. we got famous with the whole Stormy Daniels thing, he has supposedly has a new tape showing R. Kelly having sex with the same 14-year-old girl from this other new tape. He's turned over both tapes to Cook County prosecutors. He went to McDonald's right after he got out of jail.
Hey.
As he did?
He did. He went there with his whole entourage, and they chowed up. I know exactly what he ate as well. I even have what he ate in jail.
Oh, I saw
both
that.
Both days.
It looks like a lot of processed stuff, right?
What did he eat at McDonald's? What's his move?
At McDonald's, he had a quarter-pounder meal with barbecue sauce on the side. Is that the dipping sauce for
yeah.
the chicken McNuggets? He want a little of that. Wash it down with a soda and some coffee.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that the quarter-pounder meal comes with chicken nuggets?
No. Quarter-pounder meal comes with probably a quarter-pounder fries and a drink, and the and he got some barbecue sauce, which is the
sauce.
Dipping sauce for the...
Oh, but you think he probably
he
used
just
that
said,
for
hey,
his fries.
Hey, give me
got it.
That.
Okay.
Right. You know, I'm just trying to figure out what he's up to. You know, it's important that we know what he ate and why. He had some coffee. He got cream and sugar with his coffee, but he went to the counter to ask for more details. These are all details we need. He then sat down and ate with his team for about a half an hour, but then a crowd starts to gather around them, like literally people standing around the table just taking pictures of him. Here he is trying to enjoy his meal while people are standing around him,
jeez.
3-4 deep. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, I guess I got to go.
Yeah.
This is what you eat in prison, in case you're wondering. For breakfast, you get a breakfast square.
What's that? No idea.
Like one of those granola?
Like an apple square or something?
Oh, I don't know. Some kind of breakfast square. Plus bread, jelly, margarine, drink mix, whatever that is, and applesauce. For lunch, cured turkey.
Like a Tang or something, probably.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I used to
love
Tang. Can't
get Kool-Aid because then you need sugar.
Right. Unless it's that pre-sweetened stuff, you know, the fake
right.
sugar stuff.
Yeah.
Some kind of drink mix. Cured turkey for lunch with bread. I guess you know, I don't know if there's mayo and mustard involved. An egg. Chips, cookie. Oh, mustard. A little pack of mustard. Drink mix. And for dinner, he had meatballs, teriyaki sauce, fluffy rice, carrots, bread, margarine, pudding, and milk. Pudding. And if you want the menu for Sunday, I can give you that, too. There's unbelievable amount of detail.
It's like the only difference with the next day's meal is he got...
turkey and salami.
Salami, yeah.
Yes, salami was added to it. Oh, hold on. Let me see what he had for dinner. That's interesting to me. For dinner, house fried rice, mixed veggies, bread, margarine, iced cake, and milk. Did they mean frosted cake?
Yeah.
R. Kelly had some dates scheduled for Germany and I think other European countries.
Are those in question now?
Not the one in Germany anyway. Not willkommen. The concert's been canceled in Germany. Let's see. A lot of this is in German. They made the announcement this morning. Over the past 3 days, new charges have been published in media regarding allegations raised against R. Kelly and verified by us in the meantime. In view of these and the new objective facts, we've decided to release ourselves from the contract. So if you were planning to see him in Germany, that's not happening. Refunds are offered for people who purchased tickets. And then I'm seeing here some of his upcoming global concerts are still a go, even though he's tied up a bit. And he did have to surrender his passport, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want him fleeing the country. Let's see. So the German concerts might be out, and I'm not seeing other countries that he was supposed to.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go: Australia, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, the Netherlands. They've not yet been canceled, at least not as of the printing of this story out of TMZ. So, my guess is those will probably be canceled. I mean, come on, people, stop it! Guy bangs 14-year-olds. Can we all just agree? Throw the key away.
Yeah. It doesn't look good from what I saw.
No.
And now you hear people going, we all knew.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, yeah. Fans knew. I'm like, what? Then why are you a fan?
Right. And I feel like the people who facilitated this are just as guilty, almost more guilty. Because this guy's, he's a sicko, right? And he's, but he's been enabled by these other people. I think if you know something, that someone is doing something wrong, you're just as guilty for not turning them in as they are. Like, it's just, it's so awful. Throw them all away. Forever.
Well, we were just talking about not telling someone you know that their person cheated on them. So, you know, there's times when you go,
yeah, but I didn't set up, I didn't book the hotel room for their cheating escapades.
No, I got you. I'm just saying.
And there wasn't a 14-year-old.
I'm sure in some of these people's heads, they're like, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying to make my money.
Right.
I
don't want to not have this job anymore.
Everybody's got their weird ways to.
It's gross.
To make what they're up to okay.
In Chicago, Jussie Smollett was charged with federal disorderly conduct for filing a false police report about his alleged hate crime assault. He maintains that he's innocent.
He hasn't spoken recently, or has he?
He appeared in a court and said, "I'm not guilty."
Oh wow, really?
Robin Roberts from Good Morning America had the police chief on yesterday.
Of Chicago.
Yes, of Chicago. Right, the one who did the press conference.
Oh, wasn't that like a superintendent or something?
Eddie Johnson or something like that?
You know, this says police chief, so maybe it is a different dude. I don't know. This guy says, there's a lot more evidence that hasn't been presented yet and does not support the version that Jussie Smollett gave. There's still a lot of physical evidence, video evidence, testimony that simply does not support his version of what happened. She was the one who had his first televised interview. Jussie Smollett Robin Roberts, went on Good Morning America
like
and
the
sat
only
down
one,
with
really.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
He gave an emotional interview after his alleged attack in which the Chicago police said he provided information that delayed their investigation. During that interview, Smollett reiterated his claim that his attackers were white. Let's see here. He has been charged. Carries a potential sentence of 1 to 3 years in prison, up to $25,000 in fine. Monday, a Chicago judge allowed him to travel out of state in order to meet with his lawyers in California and New York. So he's surrendered his passport, but he can travel if he needs to here. As far as the salary issues, remember that police superintendent or whoever was doing the speaking said, this is a guy who's just trying to get more money. Fox is like, I don't think that's why. Because he could have just asked us for more money, but he's in a multi-year contract. The guy was making $125,000 an episode.
Well.
And he's saying if money was...
It's easy to hear that number and think, oh, he's rich. But, you know, he's around people who are making a ton and a bleep ton more.
Right.
He probably has an agent who gets 10%. Another manager
publicist,
who gets 15%.
PR,
by
and
the
taxes.
Time he pays his SAG-AFTRA dues, he finds himself going... I'm poor.
Par. If Empire money was his motivation, he did not tell the people who could have actually made more money happen for him. Empire production sources told TMZ that none of the producers or executive producers, including Lee Daniels, had ever heard a whisper from him that he was underpaid or that he'd been grousing about it. Go ahead.
Did you see the thing from Bill Maher?
No.
So Bill Maher, and I didn't see it, and I read it, and I wish I had printed it. It's one of those weekend stories that now I wish I had right in front of me. But Bill Maher was talking about how, you know, we were in a phase here with the hashtag MeToo movement and more where victims had become immediately believed, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So... you could see how he might think he's going to pull this off, first of all. And second of all, because no one feels comfortable questioning a victim, there was no chance in this guy's mind, maybe, that he was going to be questioned.
Right.
And
people would take it at face value.
In a big way, and this is, again, this was something I read from Bill Maher, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me.
Do you want me to read it, what it says?
But it was something like, yes, but it was something like, victims have become celebrities in these stories that are being told, and this guy may have seen his celebrity in victimhood.
Right.
So go ahead.
Basically, that's what you're saying. Well, he says a lot of things, Vinny, but you paraphrase it pretty good. I feel like we've gone from this place where I hear people say victims should be believed, victims should be taken seriously. victims should not always be believed. Take you seriously? That's a big difference. But we seem to have skipped the step because we always do. He goes on to
say... That's interesting. Just, you know, people who are making allegations should be taken seriously, but that doesn't mean that they should just be automatically assumed to be telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Take them seriously and look into it.
Yeah.
But so this is... We've watched these stories come through, and so many of the... It's like a sweep, almost, of these stories. Dozens of them. And then this one comes through, and it's the one that's where it doesn't all add up, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
well,
it's interesting.
Back to the original thing about his salary. They're saying if he was upset about it, he kept it to himself. He was in the middle of a long-term contract, and the executives say neither Jesse nor his representatives ever asked. He was looking at $125,000 an episode, on par with several of the other players on the show. Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard, who I guess are the stars, they make $250,000 an episode. So not horribly much more.
And they're considerably older than him, with more experience than him, too.
So TMZ is saying they're being told that Jesse's main focus recently was the release of new music. He was upset because his first album didn't do well and was stressed out over the debuts of new songs and music videos, and he was... I guess trying to raise his profile over that.
Anyway,
possibly.
My point in bringing that part of the Bill Maher story up was that maybe there was some fame and victimhood that he sought.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that had to have played into
and
it.
And saw it the possibility sense. Of getting away with this because of the way we are currently treating people who are reporting what's happened to
them. Well, and honestly, that's the problem sometimes with the way we treat people who are reporting things. You know, I like what he had to say about, you know, these are things that should be taken seriously, but they should be looked into. I mean, there's always more. Listen to this, Vinny. I pulled this story just because of you.
Oh, boy.
Timbaland.
Timbaland.
He's a
I know who
producer.
He is. He's a producer. He's huge.
He's finally gotten rid of this mansion that he had in Florida. He paid like $3.475 for it. Million.
Okay. That's a mansion.
Mansion in
Got
Florida.
It.
I guess he lived in it for years, and he just sold it for $1.8 million.
Oh, God.
So here's why he sold it for so little.
Because he destroyed it.
There was a squatter in it. When he couldn't sell it originally, he lowered the price and decided, I'm going to rent it out while it's on the market. And this dude wouldn't leave and did about $100,000 worth of damage. Couldn't get the guy out. Had to go through all. Now he just went, you know what? Take it. 1.8, you got it. I'm walking. He lost well over $1 million on it. And just couldn't be a party to it anymore.
Look, I get the other side of it. I've had so many of these conversations since this came up on our show that it happened to me that a squatter just decided to not pay rent.
Yep.
It wasn't even my house. It was my girlfriend's house. That she was renting to this guy. And he just decided, you can't make me pay you, and I'm going to save the rent money and go use it to go help me buy the house I'm trying to get or something like that. Just right in our face. And as a man, I felt really emasculated. Like, I want to go fight him.
You're impotent.
I want to go fight him.
You can't, because then you're the one in trouble.
Right now. And it was just the rules are just set up in such a way that this guy could do it.
Yep.
Knowingly do it and steal thousands of dollars straight from us. It was painful moments.
And you'd given him plenty of notice.
Oh, 2 months.
Yep.
We're selling it.
And you didn't know until the day you showed up to clean the house up to put it on the market that the guy was
decided
simply
he's not going.
Leaving.
Right. Exactly right.
Here is a picture of the Timbaland house. It is a freaking palace. And he just went, get it out of here.
I understand the people out there who are like, what about the landlords who keep raising our rent? And I get it. There's reasons you want those laws on the books, but there's...
But the private owner of a home who is now forced to take a huge hit monetarily because somebody is just using those laws to scumbaggedly stay in your home.
Oh, man.
And just to stay and be like, not only am I staying, I'm not paying your rent anymore.
Right. No, that was
it.
It's
not like I'm staying and still paying you rent.
No, it was, I'm going to keep my money. Rent's due and I'm not paying you. How you like me now?
What are you going to do about that? I don't like it at all.
Oh, man.
Adam Lambert and Queen have announced that there is going to be a documentary about them. It's called The Show Must Go On, The Queen and Adam Lambert Story. It's coming to ABC on April 29th.
Great.
Way to keep it going,
Queen.
No doubt. Lambert went on Twitter to announce this, saying he's so excited about it. The film will follow the behind-the-scenes activities between Lambert and original Queen members Brian May and Roger Taylor since his American Idol debut in 2009, which is when Queen went, what now? What? That guy just did one of our songs. This is amazing. They first performed together singing We Are the Champions on American Idol and then decided to work together on a larger scale through several tours, eventually creating the Queen and Adam Lambert brand. It's going to have rare concert footage, brand new interviews. Looks like interviews will be with Lambert, his parents, Brian May, Roger Taylor, Simon Cowell, Rami Malek, Foo Fighters' Taylor Hawkins. It's a two-hour special. It'll focus on the rise of a collaboration that would lead to 200 sold-out shows in arenas and stadiums around the world. So there you go.
Good for them. Into
Adam Lambert and Queen. Looks like it's coming to
ABC. Did you ever hear or see Queen when they had Paul Rogers singing for them?
I didn't see them.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a fit to me at all.
I know.
I never heard it. I never saw it.
I feel like I did hear. I feel like we listened to it. Because we were like, what the what? Because he was just touring with them, right? So, well, I don't think they put out a record, did they?
I don't think so, no. But I do think that
he doesn't seem like someone who could pull those songs. But
he's the Bad Company guy.
Right.
How the?
I know. Very low voice. Or low-ish.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a good
fit to me. Bad Company songs are right in my wheelhouse. The Queen songs, not really in anybody's.
What does he start with?
Johnny was a young boy when he heard his first Beatles song.
There it is. That's it.
Love and do, I think it wasn't from there. It didn't take him along.
How's he singing Queen?
I don't know. Can you find some Roger Taylor singing with Queen live?
I just don't see it.
Get one of the hard songs. Maybe they had a chorus in the background. They had people to step in and take the high notes. Or maybe he has a much broader range than originally suspected.
I don't know.
I guess we're not going to find that in time.
Okay, I've got a storm update and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We do a podcast in addition to this show. It's called The Secret Show, and you can find that weekly at RadioAlice.com. We're going to do one on Friday this week. It's exciting. Our Friday ones are always
so exciting. Our
best ones.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
Like, all the turning cards at the end of the show, they're all like, oh, this was the best. Fridays. I love the Friday show.
The Friday ones are the best too.
Yeah.
So look for that at RadioAlice.com. And there's a million of them. We've already done approximately 1.7 million of these, and they're all available for you at RadioAlice.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lexi. She's back.
Lexi.
Right? She is.
She is. Enjoy her this midday. Right Lexi, after we leave, Lexi takes over. She's coming right up.
Yeah.
She's fun.
Yeah.
Nice lady.
Got a lot of ads running right now. Lexi's got a lot of stuff going on.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She should.
I know. I hear her
She's
voice
fantastic.
All the time. Lexi.
So our current storm is dumping on us.
Yes.
They say already 5 inches in Santa Rosa.
Oh, boy.
Looks like flash flood warnings are out in the North Bay due to the heavy rains. Several rivers and creeks could overflow. So there is great concern as we've just been getting hammered. And tons of snow is continuing to fall.
It's great.
Which
we need it.
I don't know why aren't you and the family going on another skiing trip?
We're just not. I know. We don't have a house. It's a pain.
You don't need a house?
You do. You need someplace to stay, you know? It's hard finding stuff. It's all at a premium.
All right.
Go in on a place? Let's go up together.
I can't.
Why?
The baby.
So what? Bring the baby.
No, you can't bring a baby anywhere. They just ruin everybody's fun.
It is not fun to have a baby around.
Like, I mean, I know that people will write in when they hear me say that, and they'll
go, "We take our baby
everywhere. We brought our baby to..." Yeah, you know what? Everyone around you was like, "Quiet that screaming thing down." And then
everyone around,
like,
you hates your baby.
Like, well, no, they just, you know, I mean, okay, so we bring the baby, then we're all trying to have some fun, and there's a baby.
Sarah,
do not break into song right now.
Well, when is the baby getting up so I can sing?
Sorry.
Well, when she gets older, let's go together.
That'd
be really fun.
I'm down. I can't wait. I'm missing a
My
whole
My kids love little kids,
I'm going to miss a whole season. I'm not going this whole
season. You're
going
to miss
season.
Next season, too.
Probably.
Let's just
right.
hope that it snows again someday.
Facebook makes the news. Boy, they can't catch a break.
Poor
First,
Facebook.
Everyone's like...
Poor Facebook. Oh, the poor things. They never did anything.
Well, but here they are. They've now started hiring people as content moderators.
Oh.
The job doesn't pay a lot, but your job basically is to sit around and look at content and decide whether or not that's okay to leave up.
So is this stuff that other people have flagged, like it comes to
yes,
the attention
exactly
of the moderator?
Right.
Like, I don't think this is right.
They're reporting symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, and they're only paid about $29,000 a year.
Oh, boy.
Most of these people, according to the story, take the job at Facebook as they're in.
Uh-huh.
They're hoping to become...
Are they working from home, too?
I don't know. I don't know if they go into the office or not.
Spend that just on your commute.
The story comes to us from The Verge. I'm actually reading it in... Oh, shit.
Shucks is a great word.
This is the Mercury
like
News.
All right.
Online, sorry. Anyway, they report that these people are looking at incredibly disturbing content all day long.
Right.
And it's causing them problems.
Mm.
And Facebook has gone on the offensive to beef up its army of content moderators because they've caught so much flack about how the elections were affected or... what's, you know, someone's kid saw.
Right.
One of my friends had the exact same job at YouTube.
Oh.
Because YouTube also has to have people, you know, scrolling through, checking. And they have a special division, I don't know if they still have it, just for counselors to help these people get through their weeks.
They have
Jesus.
Counselors here to help these people as well. For example, among the situations described by those interviewed, included a trainee having to watch a video of a man being stabbed repeatedly and then having to describe to a room full of fellow trainees the reasons why the video violated Facebook's community standards.
Well, does that even need an explanation? Yikes.
Well, but it's their job, so sure, I guess there might be... It might be worth a conversation.
Horrible. Yeah, people just stop posting terrible things to Facebook.
These
problem solved.
Content police or moderators, as they're called, are having panic attacks, seeking counseling, smoking the doobie weed right there outside the work facilities.
Oh.
So it does look like they have a place where they can go and work. I think you could probably do this from home too, right?
Seems like something you'd do from home. I mean, would they I guess they'd know if you logged on or not. I don't know. That doesn't sound worth it.
Doesn't?
No. Nope.
All right. I know I don't have the story in front of me, but another story broke about YouTube Kids and how there was a bunch of content that's not for kid viewing on there.
Is this the one where they were slipping in like suicide messages into like children's videos?
And who found like a psychologist?
Yes, and they found so many things that they
hidden messages,
they couldn't
right.
continue to flag them all and realize that this and YouTube for its, you know, they came out and said, look, we're trying to, you know, police this as best we can. And we're working on
but
it.
But we're talking about a billion new videos a day.
But
loaded.
I can tell you that while I don't give my kid the screen daily, not even close. And my trick was to say, if you ask, you will not get to look at the iPad. So if you ask, no, the answer is no. So what I've been doing is once to three times a week, I'll go, hey, you want to use the iPad for 20 minutes? And I'll set the alarm and hand it to her, and she runs off to her room, like, just, you know, consumes the little content like crazy.
But you do it as a reward, like, well, that was a nice thing to do.
No, or... I do it as at random.
But not after
reward,
bad behavior.
No, no, no. But to reward her for not asking. Mm. Because when we first started doing this, she was like, can I use the iPad? Can I use it? And I was like, from now on, that's just an automatic no. Like, the only way you're getting it is if you zip it.
And behave
and
yourself.
And so she's been able to see a little bit of... But that's what she goes to, is kids' YouTube. Mm. And
I wonder
she
if she's
loves,
ever seen any of this stuff.
I doubt it. She would tell me.
Right.
But
I think I deserve 30 more minutes because I just saw this awful thing. Mm.
Really,
and I reported it to you.
I told you the stuff she watches. It's
the surprise eggs.
The surprise eggs. It's the little kids reenacting Anna and Elsa stuff. It's the little boys' reviews of toys.
Yeah.
Things like that. Man. She loves mermaid tales. So mm-hmm. she anyone in a mermaid tale, she'll watch what they're up to. Anyway.
The nice thing is we don't have to teach our kids to type.
Yeah.
Everyone's like... These days, you know.
According to a new survey, 62% of people say they have an enemy at work.
An enemy.
A nemesis. A work nemesis.
Oh. Do you?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. Do you?
Of course not.
You don't have to say who it is.
I honestly don't know. Probably. Oh, there's plenty of people in the hallway who don't like me.
Yuzette's pretty
you're
hard.
You're saying you're a nemesis for other people, but you don't have a nemesis, no, I see.
She's pretty hard, though. I just mentioned someone to her earlier, and she's like, I hate that guy. I'm like, whoa. Sheesh.
He's rude, and he's mean, and he's short and ugly.
Oh, my God.
He's an awful little person,
I was shocked.
Does he work here?
He works in the building.
I was shocked.
Oh, my God.
I was completely asking
to
a totally other question, and then to hear that back, I'm like, wow. There's a whole thing going on. It's my bad. Sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up.
Yeah, I can't. Oh. I'll be sure to tell you, though, in a few minutes.
Yeah, you will. Count down the minutes. I can get in there and get
and
it out
what?
Of you.
You've probably never even seen his face before.
Probably not.
So, work enemies for you. You got work enemies?
I don't. Bryn?
I don't.
Huma?
Oh, Huma does.
I don't.
You don't have anyone here right now? I mean, no, John Peake was your nemesis when he worked here.
Well, times have changed a lot. I mean,
you've mellowed.
The tapes, too. The God tapes, those helped a lot,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh,
are
you
forgiveness?
Are you still
forgiveness
doing
workbook?
Yeah. 70 times 7 by Bruce Wilkinson.
You still doing them?
I completed it. I spent the 60 hours to forgive everyone of everything.
Oh, so now you're all set. What if other things happen in your life?
And then I go home and I forgive the person.
Oh.
Our work enemies are usually the same age as us or older, and the same gender as us.
Oh.
And often someone we interact with on a daily basis.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the thing.
28% say their enemy is their boss.
Oh.
That's
good to like your boss.
Yeah.
You want to forget, sorry, if this is coming up out of this particular story, but... a coworker of ours who I loved, I'm sitting there, I don't know, a week ago, and Christina goes, have you heard from Denise? And I go, no, I haven't heard from Denise.
I've texted her a bunch of times. She's texted me back twice. Mm-hmm. She's busy.
But I was surprised that even my lady was like, boy, she really pulled a disappearing act on us all.
She really
all.
Did.
And
maybe we were all her nemesis.
There's no satisfaction nemesis. In that disappearing
she loved
act.
This morning show.
But so she's written you back?
She wrote me back because I was specifically hounding her about one thing, and she wrote me back about it. And then one other time, it was about the 4th of July party.
Oh, like, please come to my
like,
party.
Please come. Just come. You
and
know,
so
take a load of all your. No, she didn't. No, she wrote back and just said, "I just can't." She's got stuff going on in her life right now. She retired and she has some very specific things that she's now focused on. Ooh, that was my stomach.
Wow,
I'm gurgling.
Yeah, you are. So she's going to keg parties every night.
Yes,
for her.
She's trying to do as many beer bungs as she can.
Good for her. She deserves it. She's worked
hard
for a long time. promotions is not an easy gig.
No. Nope.
High stress.
I have a wedding coming up that, not yours. Although, was Christina wondering if she would help plan your wedding? Because I bet she'd answer that text.
I don't know.
I was actually thinking about her. I was like, I wonder if I could call her to just ask if she's got any ideas for this wedding.
Oh, for a friend's wedding? Who's getting married?
I'm not going to say. But
why
it's
not?
Because it's not a public consumption thing. I know.
Now I want to know more.
I'm part of it.
Even more. What? No.
Yeah, I told you about this.
You didn't.
I did. I'll tell you more once it's completed. I can't say more than that.
Give me a hint. I can't remember.
No, I'll tell you off the air. We'll have lots of things to talk about. Her nemesis and my wedding.
All right. How about a fast fact?
Fast fact, fact, fact. I love those.
Spice Girls were originally going to be called Touch.
Oh.
And their fifth member was a woman named Melanie Coloma, not Victoria Beckham.
Oh, Touch.
She's got to regret not getting that gig, right?
Yeah. Worked out for Posh.
If Brooklyn were its own city and not just a borough of New York, it would be the fourth largest city in the country.
Oh, funny.
Brooklyn.
Hmm. One of the boroughs.
Denny's isn't named after anyone. It started as a donut shop called Danny's Donuts in Lakewood, California. The founders picked Danny because it started with a D like donuts.
Mm.
They eventually changed the name to Denny's because people were confusing it with another chain called Coffee Dan's.
Oh.
So Denny's.
Denny's was born.
And it stuck. You like it?
Moon's over my hammy.
What did you just say to me?
It's one of the things. Rudy Tooty, fresh and fruity. Aren't those both Denny's things?
Yeah, I think so. Remember the pancake thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Melanie Coloma is not Victoria Beckham. At all.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Yeah, she's a different person.
Yeah, completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying she's butt.
I'm just saying Victoria was the right choice.
Oh. So you don't find her attractive?
Well, here, I'll let you.
I don't want to decide.
No, you're going to decide. I can't wait. I'll
I'm turning myself off.
Stop it. It's your break. You can't turn yourself off in the middle of the A&M.
Off, everyone. Oof.
I think he just woofed.
Well, she's older now, too. I mean, and that she looks like
I agree
like
with you. She's fine.
Yeah, she's fine.
Boomah.
You know.
A 26-year-old guy in Philadelphia named Tlaib Adams stole someone's laptop and cell phone back in January and took off running.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately for him, he just happened to run past three members of a running club.
Uh-oh.
Kyle Cassidy, Natalie Herbert, and Samantha Oliver are part of a running club that meets at lunch three times a week. At first, they were just impressed by the guy's speed as he ran by. Kyle says, that guy was probably running close to a 7-minute mile pace. Of course, runners would do that.
Seven-minute mile?
I'm with a runner. Yeah, 7 minutes is pretty quick.
It is?
Yeah.
So, but then they noticed that he wasn't keeping up the...
Well, no. Then the guy who owned the laptop ran up to them behind the guy, huffing and puffing, and said, that guy just stole my stuff. That's why I'm chasing him. And then there they are, all running club, all, you know.
It's our chance.
They're doing their kicks and getting ready to run for it already. And they're like, poof.
We're off. And they chased him down, huh? Tlaib got picked up by the running club.
They ended up following him into a construction site, and they say it was almost like being in an action movie.
Yeah.
There were giant machines running and sparks flying everywhere. Tlaib was pretty gassed by then and tried to hide in some bushes. But then he took off again when he heard them searching nearby.
Oh.
We know you're in here.
We're coming to get you. We're a running club.
We got you.
Super runners. Extreme.
Kyle.
Yeah.
One of the running club people.
Yeah.
Tried to chase after him again, but tore his calf muscle.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have a chance to finish stretching.
Oh. Overexertion. Extreme.
Anyway. They say here, luckily it was only a minor tear, so he's going to be okay.
Oh, thank God.
But it turned out the construction workers had called the cops while they heard the running club yelling to the guy, and the cops showed up, and they arrested Tlaib. The runners say that probably wasn't the best idea to chase after him, but...
Especially Kyle.
It was probably their... Right, with the calf tear. Now he's laid up for at least 2 weeks.
Well, it's a nice excuse to not have to run.
Anyway, what they like it, though.
Running sucks. He just likes Samantha and the other girl.
That could be true.
Yeah.
Anyway, they say it's probably the biggest adventure they've had so far.
Well, what an exciting new club to be in.
It's a running club.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I liked it,
too. It's a good story.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Did Sarah watch any of that? What are you laughing about?
Me and Hooman are just having a moment.
What are you momenting
Nothing.
About?
I
Tell
think,
us
I
everything.
I think because I went... When I did the
I'm actually Vaughn posted another 100 posts this morning on Facebook, and
he
did this one with Rami Malek.
Oh,
they've got like something like 20 different people trying to adjust his bow tie, and then the moment he goes to accept the Oscar, the bow tie's crooked. And underneath it said, "Well, everyone tried."
What are you gonna do? Next time, just get one of those harnesses.
Oh, that's super
Nobody
cute.
Had a harness on. I was looking for
someone.
Who had it?
Terry Crews.
Oh,
someone
he
posted
did?
A picture.
Oh.
I didn't see it, but
I didn't
someone
see it
had
either.
Posted a picture. Yeah. Mm.
What's he doing at the Oscars?
I don't know.
Just for the fun of it,
maybe.
Vinny,
present it.
I didn't see.
Did you watch any of The Voice? John Legend is great, and they're picking on him in their fun way. I love this part of the show. I haven't been able to watch yet.
Oh.
I usually do watch as the season begins and then fall off, but I spent most of last week watching, rewatching True Detective, yeah. Caught the finale on Sunday night, haven't watched anything
and
since.
And your final decree is you liked it.
I really liked the ending.
Okay.
A lot. I didn't see that it going that way. Mm. There was something that tricked me into thinking something entirely else.
Is it a good mystery?
It is.
Okay.
It's
That's
very
all I'm
tragic,
looking for.
Though. It's tragic.
Oh.
It's a hard watch.
Mm.
It's tragic. Like, there's a point where you're all, this town will never be the same. Like, it's tragic.
Don't tell me anymore.
Okay. I mean, you know.
Okay.
But I did end up liking it.
Hmm.
R. Kelly actually did not pay his own bond. Somebody in Chicago secretly paid it.
Oh.
And all they did was sign it, a friend.
Oh.
Now that's a texter. I don't know.
There was
know.
A squirrel across K2U.
A squirrel?
Squirrel!
A squirrel. Yes, a squirrel. That said something about a woman. A woman. It was a woman squirrel. That said they had paid for him.
That's funny.
Okay.
Oh, it's that thing.
Yeah, I mean, you got the buttons. Right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.